Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to a new episode, you guys. I am so excited for today's topic because we are going to be talking about 90-day manifestations. And I think this method and this mindset around manifestation is going to make things feel a lot less stressful for you. You're going to feel a lot less pressure around your manifestations and around making them happen. Because oftentimes we are setting goals on a monthly basis, which I think is amazing. And I think that that works to keep us driving and to keep us moving forward every single day, every single week. But sometimes we have these massive manifestations and we think about doing them in 30 days, and that just does not feel like enough time sometimes. And that's not to say you can't manifest something in 30 days or less, because I have so many examples of like how I manifested my Tesla in 7 days or less, like days where I've manifested $20,000 days while I've been on vacation from insurance. Like, we've all had these crazy stories of manifestations that happen in short periods of time. But the point of what I want to talk about today is to take some of the pressure off of these big manifestations that we're setting our minds to. Because here's the thing, when we're setting these really, really big goals and we give this really small time frame, we're putting so much pressure on our nervous system. And I want you to achieve your goals in a way that feels full of ease, full of flow. One of the things that I like to talk about with my clients is that the way in which you do something, the way in which you're going about achieving something, is the way in which you're going to experience it. And so let's say you are manifesting having your own podcast and you want to grow your podcast to 1 million downloads. If you are stressing yourself out, you are constantly staying up all night long, you're hustling, you're researching, you're pumping out so many TikToks and reels and hoping you can blow up, and you're just like going, 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 right? You're just like hustling your way through it. You're going to hit that million. You're going to be like, oh my God, I hit the goal, but like, I am so tired because you pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. I don't want you to push. I want things to feel easy. I want you to step back and like feel flow when it comes to your manifestations, when it comes to these things you're calling into your life. And so what we're going to talk about today is this 90-day manifestation ideology that I love, that actually one of my mentors reminded me of. I was telling her about some things that I'm working towards, and I'm like, man, I'm just feeling like I'm at a stalemate. I just feel like some things aren't moving forward and I want them to move forward, right? So perfect example, I was actually just telling my husband the other day, I'm like, man, I want my Lambo truck so bad, okay? I want it so bad, but I am having all of these expenses come up right now where I'm spending a lot of money in a lot of different areas of my life where I feel like the Lambo truck feels so far away because I'm spending my money in all of these other ways. And I was telling him that while we were on a walk, and I was like, you know what? I know at the end of the day, it's gonna happen. And really, that process of feeling like, oh, it's so far away, I'm like getting really sad because it doesn't look like it's gonna happen, that's just me reacting to where I'm at on the journey. There is a journey, right? So let's talk about this. There's a path in which you think your journey is gonna go. There's a path in which you think your manifestations are going to come about. And then there's the actual path of what happens. And the universe always throws these loopholes in our way. It always throws all of these other ideas and directions and circumstances in the way of that journey. It's never this linear, exactly what we think of. And so I recognize as I was telling him this on our walk that, okay, I feel like the Lambo truck is so far away because it's not happening in the linear timeline that I thought it was going to be happening. It's happening in a different way that the universe is putting together for me. And what I'm really wanting is to have that sense of security of it looking like it's happening, right? Same thing when you're launching something in your, like if you have a business, like let's say you're launching a program, like you want to see the enrollments coming in every single day to constantly feel like it's happening. But we can create, we can cultivate those feelings in our bodies of it is happening without having those results that we thought we were going to have, or without having those reminders. And external validation is really what it is along the way. And so again, when we put things on this timeline, it ends up making us stressed out. We feel a lot of pressure. We put a lot of emotion into it. Oh, and also with the Lambo truck story. So I was talking to that about that with my husband, and I shit you not, literally an hour later, after we finished our walk, we hop in the car, we're driving to Target. And as soon as we hopped in the car, a Lambo truck drove by and took my parking spot. Like, the Lambo truck stopped right next to my Tesla, waited for me to get out of the parking spot, and took the spot. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, universe? What a sick joke. What a sick joke. Here I was on my walk, just crying about how I don't have a Lambo truck, and then it just comes and takes my parking spot. I was like, wow. If that isn't evidence that the universe is listening all the time, then I don't know what is. Honestly, okay? And we have to remind ourselves that we hold the power to trust along the way. But when we stop obsessing over the timeline, it makes it a lot easier. So we're going to talk about the 90-day manifestations. And I was reminded of this concept, like I said, by talking to my mentor. And she has a concept that she calls like 30, 60, 90 when it comes to breaking down your goals. And that's a very like structured way to think about it. Absolutely. Where people will say like, oh, reverse engineer, right? And you know me, we're going to do it the energetic way. We're going to reverse engineer, but we're going to do it from an embodiment standpoint. And there's no better time for us to have this conversation and for this topic to be coming up because, hi, it is the last week of March. Like, we are about to go into April, which means it's going to be quarter two of the year. And that means we have like 2 to 3 months before summer, before hot girl summer. And so when we are going into hot girl summer, we want to feel hot. We want to feel like our manifestations are rolling in. Bodies, I look and snatch. Your mindset's in a good place. One of my clients says, everything free for me, everything free for me. That's the summer vibe that we are on. We want to be traveling. We want to have money in the bank. We want to go buy a Prada bag in Italy, right? You have your summer goals. You want to have a hot girl summer. You want to be on a boat in a cute bikini with your friends, twerking to Drake. Maybe I'm just talking about myself and that's what I want. But there's no better time than right now for us to start applying this mindset, okay? So we're going to dive into that today. And a huge piece of this is your identity. So when we are thinking about 90-day manifestations, what does that actually mean? What you are doing right now, who you are being right now, the actions you're taking, the energy that you are in is actually what is manifesting in 90 days. So I really want you to take a moment and think about where your life is right now, right in this moment. You might be on a hot girl walk. You might be watching this on YouTube. Maybe you're listening to this as you're driving to work. Maybe you're cooking. Think about your life right now. Take inventory of all these different areas of your life. How's your relationship looking? How's your health looking? How's your mindset looking? How are your friendships? Have you made new memories recently? How's your bank account looking, right? All of these elements of your life, really take a look at them. Ask where you're at. And then look back 90 days. So January, what were you doing in January that created these results? The end of December into the beginning of January would be 90 days past where we are. Well, now is 90 days from that time. What are the action steps that you were taking then that lead up to now? That is what we are experiencing. And so when we can intentionally use this mindset, it can take our manifestations to the next level. When we think of 90 days from now, it's going to be April, May, it's the end of June, okay? Beginning July, prime summertime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Where do you want to be at in your life by the end of June, by early July? What manifestations do you want under your belt? What memories do you want to create? Where do you want to be at with your relationship? And maybe if you don't have a romantic relationship, where do you want to be at with the relationship you have with yourself? Where do you want your bank account to be? Where do you want your business to be? Where do you want your career to be in 90 days? And I'm not asking you to sit down and reverse engineer every single step and every single week. Some people will tell you that. I'm not that girl, okay? I'm not that girl. I run on vibes and action, of course. But I want you to think about, who's that version of you 90 days from now? let's say that she launched her business. She just had her first successful launch, right? She is over the moon excited. She's showing up on her stories every single day. Her relationship's never been better because she's consistently working on herself. She feels so good about herself. She's finally taking action on her dream business. She's finally showing up. She's really proud of the program she put together. She's getting ready every day. She feels girly. She feels bossy. She's doing her rituals, so she feels expanded. Her relationship is open because finally she's showing up as her fullest self. When you think about her friendships, her and her friends are having girls' nights that are like themed. Maybe you're doing board games and like PJs. Maybe you're doing a night where everyone's cooking, like making cookies and making mocktails together. Like, think about that. Where you want your end of June to be and that version of you. Who is she being? She's showing the fuck up. She is showing up for her dreams. She's showing up for herself. She's putting in the work in her like physical reality, but also emotionally. She's doing her journaling. She's doing her meditations. And let me tell you, so you guys can kind of see how I am doing this in my life. I started to think about this when my mentor said, think about 30, 60, 90. What you were doing 90 days ago, that's what's manifesting right now. And when you think about 90 days from now, what do you want to manifest? Exactly what I'm telling you. And so I was thinking about like, who do I need to be to have the goals I want to have 90 days from now? One of the things that came up for me is like, I need to be tapped the fuck in. Like, I need to be so tapped into my spirituality, like where I close my eyes and I get the download. I close my eyes, I see the vision. I close my eyes, I have the guidance. I feel the feelings, I'm in it. I need to be so dialed in, so tapped in. How do you do that? Meditation, 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 meditation. Silencing the world around you and being able to go within and have those answers. And so you know what? You know what I wasn't doing 90 days ago? Meditating. You know what I wasn't doing 90 days ago? Motherfucking meditating. I was not meditating. I have never been a meditation girly. But when I think about when I was the most tapped into my spirituality, I was spending time meditating. To the point where I would do a meditation. Like, I remember this so well. It was in my LA apartment. I would go into my guest room before my brother lived with me. I would go into my guest room. I would sit in the guest bed. I would put on my little sleep eye mask, put in my AirPods, get all comfy. I'm also a lay down meditation girly with my blanket. It's got to be the whole thing. I would have like crystals on my body and I would drop into these meditations, guided ones from YouTube, typically like 30 minute ones. And I would come out of the meditation immediately wanting to go back in. Like, I was so in the meditation. I was so in the quantum field. I was so in like the spiritual dimensions. I didn't want to come back to earth because I was just felt the vibes and it felt so good. It felt so expansive and so free. And I was downloading all of this knowledge I needed to grow my business, to change my health and fitness. That's like how I got the downloads that I needed to completely change my mindset around my own body. Because I used to tell myself all the time I was a certain body type, but that's not the body type I wanted to be. And so I stopped affirming that version of myself, changed the idea about my body, and my body completely changed, fully and completely. It's because I was getting these downloads of meditation. So what was I not doing 90 days ago? I wasn't motherfucking meditating. And so what have I started doing? I've started meditating. And I have really gotten into like my Joe Dispenza era. And he talks about meditating like twice a day. His meditations are like hardcore, almost an hour to an hour and a half for some of them. And so I've been starting to tap into some of those Joe Dispenza meditations. Because in 90 days, if I am doing a meditation every single day for 90 days at the end of June, I'm going to be tap the fuck in. You guessed it. So that's what that looks like for me. When I am stepping up to the plate for being that version of myself, that's what that looks like. I see like, okay, what's going to make me tapped in? And also let's just break down, why do I even feel like I need to be tapped in? When I think about my big goals, I have a big financial goal for the year. I have a goal to buy my Lambo truck. Obviously I have a goal to basically double my podcast downloads this year, right? I have all these really big goals. And why do I need to be super tapped in? Because I think about the universal knowledge and I think about tapping into my higher self as the cheat code to life. My next level self is basically looming above this maze. And the maze is Earth. And I, as the human in the human meat sack, am just walking around Earth, figuring things out as I go, taking turns. Do I go right or left? Okay, right feels more exciting, right? My higher self sees above the maze. And she sees me going in and walking around. And she also sees the easiest path to the exit. And the exit is me getting my Lambo truck. The exit is me signing to a podcast network. The exit is me going on these dreamy vacations. The exit is doing blah, 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 blah.
if she can see the exit way easier than I can, I want to know what the directions are.
Are you ready to step into your overflow and abundance era? You are ready to have an overflow of energy every single morning, excited to jump into your workout clothes, put on your Drake playlist, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am that bitch. That's the kind of overflow era we're talking about. Then it's time for you to jump inside my program, the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation Method. This is my signature program to make manifestation easy as fuck for my matcha meets Louis Vuitton kind of girlies. Because you can manifest first class, a hot husband, your dream business, a banging body, the Range Rover, all of it without meaning you're too much, you're too extra, too this, too that. Finally, we have a program that is an A to Z manifestation blueprint so you know exactly what you should be clearing, embodying, and doing every day to move those manifestations forward. If you're ready to make your vision board a reality this year, I want you to join me inside of the MMM method. The link to sign up is in the show notes. And if you have any questions, if it's a good fit for you, if it's going to work for your manifestations, feel free to shoot me a message over on Instagram. Now back to the show.
And the thing is we can hear that. We can ask our higher selves for guidance. You can ask your spirit team for guidance, but you got to be tapped the fuck in to hear where they're guiding you. We as humans are so distracted all of the time. And we have so many things to look at on Instagram and so many books to read and all these things to learn. And absolutely, and I'm still doing all of those things. And we have friends we want to pour into. We have all of these things going on around us. And then just the world is just noisy in general. That's actually one of the reasons why I wanted to move out of LA. LA is just such an energetically noisy city. I needed to get away from that. I wanted to be able to tune into myself. That's what it is. You need to have that ability to tune into yourself and to hear what your higher self is telling you. So for me, when I think about, okay, who do I need to be? Who do I want to be in 90 days? What do I need to do to get there? I want to be tapped the fuck in because I want the cheat code to all these goals. And I need to be tapped in to hear those answers. And so when I look at my life now, I take responsibility. I wasn't as tapped in as I could be. I wasn't spending that time listening to myself. I wasn't doing the meditations. And I think one thing that we're all very afraid of is accepting responsibility for the things that we have or have not done. But you can't move on if you haven't accepted where you're at. I worked with a coach, Melanie Ann Lair, a couple of years ago, and she gives this great analogy that we all want to put in a destination in Google Maps, right? Like, let's say making $1 million is your destination. But Google Maps can't tell you how to get there unless it knows your current location. And it's like putting in $1 million as the location and being like, find direction, find direction. And it's like, I can't, you're not allowing me to see your current location. And you're like, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to see where I am right now. I don't want to acknowledge it. I just want to get there. We can't get there unless we know where we are right now. And so I want to encourage you, like I said, this is some of your homework. Look at where your life is at right now. Look at all of the areas of your life that are the most important to you, the areas of your life that you are prioritizing. Remember at the beginning of the year, I told you to pick priorities so you could base your goals off of that. My priorities were my business growth, my health and fitness, and my magnetism. Remember, I did. I remind myself of these things all of the time to hold myself accountable to keep going, right? So check in with those priorities. Check in with where you're at with your goals. Ask yourself, what have I been doing the last 90 days? Have I been being that version of myself? For me, have I been being the version of myself who shows up and has a podcast network and has triple the downloads, double the downloads, whatever? Am I being the version of myself who makes $750 to $1 million a year? Am I being the version of myself who drives a Lambo truck? Showing up for your goals as that version of yourself is so important. Because if you're not being intentional about it, you're gonna end up clawing your way there, hustling your way there, thinking you have to keep going, keep taking action, when really you just need an energetic shift to really click things into place. So what are our 90-day manifestations? The 90-day manifestations are looking at, instead of looking at what do you want this month, what do you want next month, what do you want 3 months from now? And who do you need to be to get that? And this is going to actually quantum leap you forward. It's going to bring you everything you want this month and next month and the month after. I promise you, it's going to bring all of that because you are elevating your energy to such a higher level that you are going to get everything that comes with it. So how do I want to explain this? When you are tapping into different frequencies, I want you to think about it as like a football field, okay? I got it, you know, girlies, I got to do the sports analogy. It's just the best way to do it. Okay, football field. And let's say that you are at one end zone, but your goal is at the other. And that the end of that end zone is the vibration of love and gratitude, the highest vibrations in the universe. So you first have to take a step from your end zone to the 10-yard line. And maybe that goes from being negative to being neutral. And then you take another few steps to get to the 20-yard line. You're going from being neutral to being okay, right? And we're shifting and we're shifting and we're shifting. But really, the analogy that I'm getting at here is within those 10 yards are a lot of manifestations. You receive all the manifestations of going from neutral to okay. You receive all the manifestations in between being okay and being positive. You receive all the manifestations going from being positive to being grateful. So you're bringing all of it with you. We're just focusing on the end zone. Because when we think about the little jumps, and maybe they're big jumps, but when we think about the immediate things, we get really overwhelmed. So think about getting to that end zone in 3 months. Your mindset's going to be in a completely different place, and you're still going to get all the things that you want. Who do you want to be in 3 months? What do you want to call into your life in 3 months? What do you need to put in place? For me, that means putting a lot of things in place, and I'm going to give you examples. So when I told you about the meditation, I've been meditating like a motherfucking meditation guru. I have been meditating like it's no one's business. And I'm getting back to that feeling of like, when I'm out of a meditation, I want to be back in because I'm having so much fun playing in the quantum field and like being in that energy. It's just, you almost get like addicted to the feeling of freedom from meditation, which sounds like really crazy, but I don't know how else to put it. So I've been doing that, but also I've been taking really practical action steps too. Like for example, doing the video podcast, being in a beautiful studio. I signed up to be on the monthly retainer for this studio. So I get to come in and film every single week. And I have amazing audio equipment, amazing camera equipment. So I get to post social media clips and I get to share my videos on YouTube now. So it's like, I get to show up in those ways. So that pushes me forward when it comes to my social media goals, when it comes to my impact goals, when it comes to my podcasting goals, wanting to be with a network. It also pushes me forward because then I get to share this message to even more people because I'm showing up on other platforms when I wasn't before. Another way that I'm taking practical action towards those 90-day manifestations is I just invested in my business and in myself and hired another one-on-one coach. And I don't start work with her until June 1st, actually, which is so funny as we're talking about the 90 days. But I just made that investment because one of my biggest priorities this year is my business growth. How can I help more people? How can I get in the eyes of more people? I heard the most, and I think I've shared this on the podcast before, the craziest statistic I have heard in a long time is that only 20% of the population is self-aware, is aware. That means 80% of the humans on this planet are living like the sheep mindset, or like they're asleep and they're just going through the motions, thinking that life is just constantly happening to them. 20% of people aware. That is such a small percentage. I want to grow that so much because me being self-aware and taking control and taking power over my life changed my fucking life. And so I want to keep changing that. And so when I get to work with a mentor who is changing lives on an even larger scale, then I get to learn how to do that on a larger scale. So making sure I'm making those investments. I'm doing stuff that's pushing me forward. Now, last example I'm going to give you guys with this. Another one of my big priorities is my health this year. And I am really proud of myself because I actually started a week ago doing 75 hard. I am so excited. I have done 75 hard before. I've actually done the entire Live Hard program before. If you don't know, 75 hard is mental toughness challenge. It has been started by Andy Frisella, the CEO of First Form. You guys know I love my First Form, but it's actually a year long program called the Live Hard program. 75 hard is just the first phase. But I just started it again. And what 75 hard entails, for those who don't know, you do two 45 minute workouts every single day. One has to be outdoors. So hi, you see me on my hot girl walks every day on my stories. You follow a diet for the whole 75 days. And for me, I don't believe in yo-yo dieting. So for me, it's a protein goal. So I eat 100 grams of vegan protein every single day. You read 10 pages of a book every single day, a physical book, no audiobooks, no podcasts, a physical book. You have to take a progress picture every single day, no alcohol. And then what's the last one? You drink a gallon of water every single day. You have to do all of those every day for 75 days. If you miss a day, or if you cheat, or if you drink alcohol or whatever, you have to start over. And the first time I did it, I passed because for me, I don't believe in trying. I believe in doing. So once I say I'm doing 75 hard, I'm doing 75 hard until the completion. So I started that. And that's a way for me to show up for my health and fitness in a really committed way, because that's 75 days and we're thinking 90 days, right? So that almost covers the whole 90 days. So I'm going to be even further in my health and fitness goals by the end of the 90 days because of the action steps I'm taking now. And those little things add up. Eating my protein every single day, that adds up. Making sure I'm getting good sleep because I need to repair or recover from my workouts, that adds up. So you're going to be acquiring so many manifestations in the now. It's not ignoring the things you want now just for the things in 90 days. You're acquiring so much in the process, but you're taking the pressure off by thinking about 90 days in the future. Now, in doing this process of focusing on the 90 days and who do you need to be and what is your life going to look like and embodying that energy now, you are going to start to shift your identity completely. Okay, you're gonna be a brand new bitch. And I used to have this saying I said all of the time a couple years ago, and I haven't said it in a while, so I'm bringing it back. I'm a brand new bitch every 90 days. I'm a brand new bitch every 90 days, because you can literally change your life every single 90 days and be a whole new version of you. Because that is you stacking habits three times over. It takes 28 days to build a habit, three times over. You can be a brand new bitch, okay? So your identity is gonna start to change. And I actually wanna talk about this saying that I see online a lot, and that's one that I heard at the very beginning of my spiritual journey that used to really overwhelm me. And the saying is, your new life is going to cost you your old life. Now, when I used to hear that, I would get super overwhelmed. I was thinking, oh my God, now remember, I was like in college. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna drop out of college. I'm gonna dump my boyfriend. I'm gonna shave my head, or I'm gonna dye my hair blue. And I'm gonna have to like sell everything I own. And I thought it was so true. I have to get rid of all my friends. Like, I don't know why. I used to just feel like it was such a dramatic thing, because it sounds dramatic. Your new life's gonna cost you your old one. And it just sounds like, what? Like, it just sounds dramatic. Okay. And I have come to learn that this saying is very true. Your new life does cost you your old one, but it's not as scary as I thought it was, and maybe you think it is. When you're thinking about your new life, you're gonna be a new version of yourself. So it's gonna cost you your old identity. That identity that you're being right now, it has served you up until this point. It has got you to this point, but it's not going to get you to your next. We have to embody new beliefs and new energy and new habits and new elements of ourselves that we haven't fully stepped into to continue moving forward, to move into that new life, the new realm of manifestation where you're calling it a bunch of things all the time. It's going to cost you your old personality, your old identity. But the good thing about this is, as we're growing and as we are learning and challenging ourselves, we come into new traits. We become more confident. We become better action takers. We become better decision makers. We become more trusting. An example I have of an old part of my personality that I have shed and something I've stepped into as my new personality and as I've grown is my level of trust. And this is everything for manifestation, okay? So growing up, I never trusted anybody. I felt like all my boyfriends betrayed me. My friends would talk about me behind my back. My family was never there for me. And you know, especially when you're growing up, you think like, oh, my family is like the people I can rely on and fall back on. I couldn't do that. So I had no trust with anybody. And especially because I started living alone when I was 15. It was just me, myself, and I. I was the only one who had my back. And so I didn't trust anybody ever. And I went on a school trip for a marketing competition in high school. And my advisor told me once that I had trust issues. And so it kind of went like this. Like, we went on this trip and the competition was in Nashville, and we got there early and we had to put our luggage like behind the front desk. And I had never done that before at a hotel. And I was like, is somebody gonna go through our luggage? Like, what if our luggage gets stolen? Like, do we get a refund? Like, what happens? Like, is our luggage gonna be safe? Like, I was really weirded out by that concept. And now I know it's like a very normal process, but I was really worried. I was like, someone's gonna go through my stuff. Like, my things are gonna be stolen. Cause that was another thing. A lot of times growing up, my stuff would be ruined. It's just like ruining and breaking my stuff. And so I felt very protective over my things, cause they were kind of all I had. And so anyways, I was like, made a big deal about leaving my suitcase. And my professor was like, Michaela, you have got to learn to trust people. And I just remember her looking me in the eyes and telling me, I hope one day you learn to trust. And it didn't really register with me at the time. I was like 16 and like deep in my trust issues. But now that's something that I really think about and I embody as I trust people more and I trust myself. And it's safe to trust. It's safe to trust the universe. And that is something that I've had to step into. I had to, my new life cost for my old life. It cost me my trust issues. I had to drop the trust issues. So when we think about this concept of your new life is going to cost you your old life, it's really shedding the things that don't serve you anymore. It's shedding the beliefs that no longer resonate. It's shedding what's not supporting you in moving forward, the people, the habits, the things. But it's not going to be done in this way where you're like scratching things out of your life. It's not going to be done in this way that feels really restrictive of like, you can't do this, you can't think like that. That's not the way, because that's really going to be a difficult way to approach it. And when you're constantly looking at restrictions, you are in a lack mindset. So how do we get rid of this old life to step into the new life? Is you crowd out the quote unquote bad things with the quote unquote good. And I say quotes because I don't actually believe in the idea of good and bad. It's very subjective. It's different to every single person. What's good to me might be bad to you. What's bad to you could be good to me. What's bad in our culture is good in another culture. So I don't really like using those terms, but I'm just going to because it's the easiest way to explain this. You crowd out the bad with the good. And for example, when it comes to food, it's like, okay, you're eating pizza, but you're adding a salad onto the side. And so you eat a bunch of salad and then you have your pizza and you're kind of crowding out the appetite you have for the pizza because you're eating a bunch of salad, right? Same thing as you fill your day with activities so you don't have as much time to be sad and lay on the couch and watch Netflix. So you're adding in a hot girl walk 30 minutes here and a hot girl walk 15 minutes there and a phone call with your friend here and a bath ritual there. You don't have as much time to watch Netflix and feel bad about your life. You're crowding out the bad with the good habits. And having these 90-day manifestations is a really good way for us to take control of that. Because you're going to be thinking about who do I need to be? What do I need to do? What are her habits? What's her energy like? What can I do to be in those energies and those habits? And you're going to start to crowd out these bad parts of your life or these bad habits you have or unsupportive mindsets with the good. And so when we think about your new life is going to cost you your old life, you're going to be shedding the things that you don't want to take with you. The old beliefs of the trust issues where you're lacking confidence or you doubt yourself. You're going to be shedding old habits of binging Netflix and not getting in a workout or your steps in. You're going to be getting rid of the habit of just like sitting in your anxiety and now you're taking a bath. Now you're going for a walk instead of sitting in it, right? You're going to crowd that stuff out. But the beautiful thing of this saying, your new life is going to cost your old life, is that you get to take all these new lessons with you. In your new life, you are more confident. You do trust people. You trust yourself. You show up for your life. You show up for the things that make you feel amazing about yourself. One thing that I got really good at as I was up-leveling my life is I got really good at communicating. I used to get so angry in my body, especially as a child. And like in high school, I used to get so angry about things that I would physically ache. And now I can communicate when I'm starting to get frustrated so I can walk away from the situation, take a deep breath, go on a walk, shift my mindset and come back to conversation so I don't feel those things anymore. And so you get to take the lessons you've learned that have made you a better person, the lessons you have learned that make you feel really good about yourself, and that goes into your new life. And I think when I used to get really overwhelmed with that saying, I was thinking that I was getting rid of everything, that my life was going to be this blank slate. And then it was going to destroy the discipline and I wouldn't have the same workout regimen and like all these good things I built for myself. I was afraid I was going to have to get rid of those. But no, you get to do more of what makes you feel amazing and leave all the things that don't make you feel amazing. And it gets to be that simple. So when you're looking at these 90-day manifestations, when you're shifting into, okay, the end of June, beginning of July, what do I want my life to look like? And what right now is making me feel really fucking amazing? How can I do more of that? How can I crowd out the things that don't make me feel as good with things that make me feel really good? And so for example, with me, with the meditation, it's like, okay, I would have moments in the afternoon where I would sit there and I'd think like, oh, things aren't moving as fast as I want. Like, oh man, I'm looking at these Lamborghini trucks online and I'm not feeling so great about it because I know I can't have one right now. And like, instead of doing those habits that don't serve me literally in any way, I would sit down and I meditate instead. You're going to start to crowd out these moments with really intentional activities in your day to day. And it's going to change your life. It's going to change your manifestation process. Because then with it, you're also focusing on completely different things. You are focusing on this new version of yourself. You're focusing on your goals. You're focusing on moving the ball forward. You're focusing on what's going right, what's making you feel good. And I think oftentimes in our lives, we are so focused on this makes me feel bad. This is what's not working. It's not happening. We continue to manifest that. And then we also kind of feel like shit in the process. So this is really shifting your focus to look at what feels good. What's working? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to show up as? Who am I? You're going to feel a lot better in the process. I also want to make a note that you create yourself. You don't have to find yourself. So when we're thinking about the 90-day manifestations and like, who are you being? People say they go on these journeys to find themselves, have their eat, pray, love moment, right? And I completely shifted my lifestyle and completely shifted who I was as a person through travel, right? But I never found myself. I created myself. You don't go to, like for me, you don't go to France and find yourself in a baguette. You don't go to Bali and find yourself on a scooter in a rice paddy field. You create yourself. You fall in love with that version of you who's in her cute European summer dress, eating a baguette by the Eiffel Tower. You fall in love with that moment that you fall in love with the fact that you made the decision to hop on that 8-hour flight. You fell in love with the fact that you found a dress that made you feel so girly and so feminine and it just like hugged the right places. And you love yourself for creating the most pretty, like Pinterest worthy little spread by the Eiffel Tower. You like love that you did that for yourself. You created that moment. You created that decision. You created those feelings. You didn't find yourself there. You created yourself in the process of getting there. Same thing as Bali, right? You didn't find yourself on the back of a scooter. You fell in love with the fact that you booked an expensive plane ticket to go across the world. You fell in love with the fact that you took a risk and you got on a scooter and you were scared shitless, but it was the best time. And you fell in love with the fact that you just let yourself feel free for once in your life. You didn't find yourself on that scooter. You created all the moments that moved up to that. You have to give yourself more power and more credit for those moments. And when you do, you realize that you can recreate yourself all the time, anytime, anywhere. You don't find yourself, you create yourself. And I want you to create yourself over these next 90 days. I want you to create your rich girl self. And this is where your summer glow up starts. It's like, Who's the rich girl version of me? She's partying on a yacht. She's has bottles of Veuve on a boat where she paid for all of it for her and her friends. She's wearing a $200 bikini and she feels fucking amazing. And she's so happy she created that moment for her and the people that she loves most. That's your summer glow up, your rich girl self. You get to create her. She doesn't just happen. You choose the choices that she would choose and you become that. And so I want you to start to tap into this and start thinking about that 90-day spectrum. Because when you think about your rich girl self partying on a yacht with expensive champagne and all of her friends completely paid for, if you think about that in like the next 4 weeks, it might really stress you out. But if you think about that in 3 months, your mind opens up a little more and it feels more possible. I want things to feel possible for you and feel open. And all of that can happen so much faster. And a lot of times it will. Oh my gosh. Usually when I set goals like this, they end up happening so much faster. I always say like, I'll set like a 5-year vision. And it always happens in 3 years or less. Always, always, always. Because you start to open up your energy and remove that pressure and that resistance. So things can flow through a lot faster. This is your time to create your rich girl self, to recreate that identity you want to have. And what's your new life going to cost? It's going to cost the old identity. But I want you to think about like you breaking up with like the poor girl version of yourself, you breaking up with the girl who wasn't the it girl, the girl in the corner of the room, the girl who had trust issues. You're breaking up with her. And like, that's fine. When you think about, okay, the cost of my new life is getting rid of like, oh, the poor me girl scared in the corner, like sipping a drink, not talking to anybody. I'm like, okay, bye. Like, I don't want to be that anymore. I want to be who's the person who's the life of the party. Who's like, yeah, I woke up at 5 a.m. today and I got in a workout and I had a coffee. I drank a gallon of water. I crushed X, Y, and Z things. These are my wins for just today in my business. And me and my husband had a lovely dinner. And now I'm out having an espresso martini with my friends and I'm fucking glowing. Like, yeah, I'd much rather be that than the weird silent girl in the corner, okay? It's gonna cost you the weird silent girl in the corner. But that shouldn't be scary. That should be like, yeah, that's, I want to get rid of that. That's what happens in the 90 days. Because like I said, it's not like just absolutely, it's not restricting yourself and like a don't be that. It's be more. It's not don't be that. It's be more of yourself, be more next level, be more intentional, create that intentional version of you. So let's go over your homework, because we talked about a lot of different things on this podcast today. Like, this is so different than a lot of my notes because we were just going on tangents. So I know you guys are going to love this, because anytime, this is just a side note, anytime I go on tangents on the podcast, it's like the episodes you guys love the most and like share the most. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm happy you're happy. I'm happy you're here. So our homework today, we are focusing on 90-day manifestations. From here on out, we are focusing on your hot girl summer. The summer glow up starts now, okay? Who do you want to be by the end of June and beginning in July? Let's think like 4th of July for my American girlies. Who do you want to be? What manifestations do you want to have? How do you want to feel? What do you want your energy to be like by the end of June? What do you want your summer to feel like? What memories do you want to create? How do you want to feel in your body? How do you want to feel about your bank account? Okay. Who do you need to be to start making that happen? And remember, we have to take responsibility and accountability of where we are right now. So even before doing that, think about where your life is right now and think about what were you doing the last 90 days. And see how that correlates. Like for me, I didn't feel very tapped in. Well, I also wasn't meditating. And so it's very simple when you look at the facts and you take responsibility for what's been going on. Where are you at now? What have you been doing the last 90 days? Great. That shows you your exact path. So if you continue to do the same shit or don't do anything at all, this is exactly, your life's gonna look the exact same in 90 days. And if not, it might plummet a little more because you're not taking that action, because now you're aware of where you're at and you're not doing anything about it. So be the kind of woman who does something about it, because the power is in your hands. Once you're aware, it's up to you to make the change. So then think about, where do you wanna be 90 days from now? Who do you need to be? Your new life in 90 days is going to cost you your old one. So what are you ready to let go of? How are you going to crowd out the bad with the good? Where can you add in an extra walk? When can you call your best friend one more time per week? Call your grandma one more time per week. Add in your journaling. Make sure you're doing your meditating. Add in a side of veggies with your food, right? How can you crowd out the bad with the good to support where you are going? To support being the girl that's on the yacht with her best friends, having the best time, shaking her booty to Drake, like with like way more money in her bank account than she ever expected to have. How can you start embodying that now? What do you need to put into place? And remembering that you are every single day creating yourself. You don't need to find yourself. You don't need to discover yourself. You create yourself. You decide who you are. You decide who you are going to be. So start doing that. Start deciding. Start choosing. Who is your rich girl persona? Who do you want your rich girl summer persona to be? And start being her. Because once you put the focus on a broader timeline, the pressure is going to be off. You're going to feel way more open. You're going to feel way more inspired. And the manifestations are just going to be rolling in. It's going to be amazing. So as you guys do this homework, I would love to hear how it's going for you. I'd love to hear your breakthroughs of what have you been doing the last 90 days? And maybe you share with me like, oh, you're right. Like, I felt like my manifestations were kind of slowing down and I stopped journaling. Or like, I felt like I wasn't moving my fitness goals forward. I haven't really been in the gym as consistently. I feel like, oh, my relationship's not doing the best. Well, we're also not doing weekly check-ins. We're not doing date nights anymore. Like, I want to know like what you're holding yourself accountable to. And what's your game plan to change that? How are you going to start showing up? Who do you want to be? I want to hear from you guys about it. And if you didn't know, we actually have a free Facebook group for the podcast on Facebook. It's the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation Facebook group. And so you can request to be in there and share your homework from the podcast every single week and meet other spiritual girls who are also listening to the show. So I would love to hear what your homework is from this episode. I'd love to hear from you in the Facebook group, or even if you've had wins from listening to the podcast, I would love to see you celebrate them inside of the group. And obviously, I love to see when you guys share over on Instagram. But if you've been craving that community and somewhere to share and share your homework, definitely join us in the free Facebook group. I'll have that linked below for you guys, of course. But I love to hear from you on all of your homework and all of your wins and what you're manifesting and who your rich girl persona is, okay? When you're posting a little Insta story, sharing that you're listening to this, I want to see a photo of you embodying your rich girl self, okay? I want to see a little selfie, a little like, you know, I've been on my hot girl walks lately and I'll like flip the phone around like the 5-point lens and like take my little walk video. Like, we want some hot girl energy, okay? So make sure that's your homework for today too. Join the Facebook group, share your homework, post a little selfie on the stories, give me a tag, let me know what rich girl energy you are embodying, and I will send you off into the world to start your 90-day manifestations. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys are watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. Same thing if you guys are listening on podcast, make sure you're subscribed so you automatically get notifications of the podcast every single week. But that's what I have for you this week. I hope this was super inspiring for you to take action, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section, so don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.